too much to
from 14 to 18 hours. Also, you get to spice up your playlist as I bring you the Afrofusion Top 10 Countdown, where I play you the top hottest songs from any African country.
FM Lusaka is your number one hit station. We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent have to offer. We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Process marketing on +260 961 690 486. Elevate your business. Power at 1.3 FM Lusaka. Number one hit station. Number one hit station. Station.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
John Sangwa's movement for national renewal gains momentum amid challenges. Finance Minister backs government's rural development and investment drive. In international news, South Africa starts extensive vaccine campaign against FMD in Kato. Pyramid and Power Dynamo's CAF Champion League journey with a 3-1 win in sports news.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I am Grace Wanji and Chikaina Sakala. Despite facing significant obstacles, John Sangwa's movement for national renewal, MNR, has achieved a remarkable milestone in garnering over 500,000 endorsements. The movement is ambitiously aiming to reach 1 million endorsements by the end of February 2025, a goal that underscores its growing influence across Zambia. Recent statistics published on the MNR platform reveal that more than 280,000 new members have joined the movement nationwide. This surge in membership highlights an expanding base of support and a strengthening of the movement's presence in the political landscape. When the MNR first called on 1 million citizens to rise and engage politically, skepticism was widespread. In a recent feature on Power FM's political podcast, Mr. Sangwa delivered a candid assessment of Zambia's current state, asserting that the country is in a worse position than it was at independence in 1964. He highlighted the missed opportunities Zambia has faced over the decades, underscoring a pressing need for national revitalization and political change. Within a separate development, Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Stumbeko Musokotwane has acknowledged concerns over disparities in the quality of education between urban and rural areas, noting that children in urban centers often have access to alternative learning devices and digital tools beyond traditional textbooks. Speaking within Parliament, the Minister said while such inequalities remain a challenge, the government has made unprecedented strides in taking development to rural communities. Dr. Musokotwane argued that no previous administration has invested as extensively in rural interventions as the current government. The Minister emphasized that the UPND administration's broader development agenda is anchored on economic participation and job creation as a sustainable pathway to poverty reduction, adding that the government is aggressively promoting investment in order to create employment opportunities, especially for young people. According to the minister, job creation remains central to empowering citizens to improve their own livelihoods. He concluded his remarks by reaffirming government's commitment to driving inclusive growth and ensuring that development reaches all corners of the country.
Of quality in education, because the urban children have all sorts of other alternative learning devices compared to just books. But having said that, I want to repeat that in terms of interventions to the rural areas, I can't imagine of any other government that has done so much like this government. Because even if you want to compare this government with the UNIP government, the UNIP government did a lot to construct secondary schools at district levels in the 60s. But beyond the districts, in the villages, there is no other government that has done so much to take development to the rural areas.
The Zambia Police Service has warned motorists against fleeing from accident scenes, describing the growing number of hit-and-run cases as a serious concern. Speaking in a press statement, police Public Relations Officer Godfrey Tilavi said the country has recorded a rise in hit-and-run road traffic accidents, many of which have resulted in fatalities. Mr. Tilavi reminded motorists that under the Road Traffic Act No. 11 of 2002, any driver involved in an accident is legally required to immediately stop at the scene and render assistance to the injured persons. He stated that failure to do so is an offence and attracts prosecution. Mr. Tilavi further clarified that a driver may only rely on a valid defence if stopping at the scene would reasonably endanger their own safety or that of other occupants in the vehicle. In such circumstances, the driver is required to report the accident to the nearest police station without delay. However, he has observed that some motorists are deliberately fleeing accident scenes without any legitimate threat to their safety. Mr. Tilavi warned that such behavior is unacceptable and that offenders will be dealt with firmly in accordance with the law.
And in another development, MTN Zambia has disbursed about 3 billion kwacha in collateral-free loans in 2025 through its mobile money platform, with customers demonstrating a strong culture of repayment. Speaking within an interview, MTN Mobile Money CEO Komba Malukutila said the company operates a loans marketplace model that brings together traditional banks and lending institutions to extend financial services to customers via MTN Mobile Money. He noted that customers' participation has been overwhelming, reflecting the growing demand for accessible financial services among Zambians. On loan performance, Mr. Malukutila revealed that most lending partners are recording single-digit default rates, a key indicator of sustainability in the lending market. The loans, which start from little as 50 kwacha, are offered without the need for traditional collateral such as property or other assets. Instead, creditworthiness is determined using customer data such as airtime purchases, mobile money transactions, and usage patterns. Mr. Malukutla described this as a game changer in a market where limited access to formal credit data has historically restricted lending. Customers are also offered flexible repayment options with loan tenures ranging from 1 day to 30 days and beyond.
The participation of our customers was quite overwhelming and it continues to be. It shows you that Zambians continuously seek access to financial services. When it comes to collection, I think our customers are more and more building a very good culture around borrowing and paying back. We are, for the most part of our partners, experiencing single-digit default. If you understand the lending game, that is very critical for lending partners to have as low as possible default rates and high yields on the loans.
In international news, South Africa on Wednesday rolled out a 10-year drive to vaccinate nearly 20 million cattle as a fast-spreading foot-and-mouth outbreak hits herds and squeezes key export markets. The highly contagious viral infection, also known as FMD, is not dangerous to humans but particularly affects ruminant livestock such as cattle, sheep and goats. It causes fever, blisters in the mouth and near the hoof and sometimes death. The outbreak began in 2021 and has since spread to all but one of South Africa's 9 provinces, Agriculture Minister John Steinheisen said, adding that the disease has taken a financial and emotional toll on farmers.
Still within international news, it's another hurdle lowered for more Chinese-African trade. Beijing announced on Saturday that it would scrap tariffs for imports from 53 African countries. Eswatini is the only one not on the list as it maintains diplomatic relations with Taiwan, whose sovereignty China challenges. From 1st May onwards, China will impose no tariffs on imports from 53 African countries. China-Africa trade reached $222 billion early in 2025 and could increase once the tariffs are scrapped. Beijing, in fact, already had a zero-tariff policy for 33 African countries, but now expands this previous policy to the entire continent with the exception of Eswatini. This is because Eswatini maintains diplomatic relations with the island of Taiwan, whose sovereignty China challenges, which it has threatened with the use of force. The new trade policy also comes at a time when African countries are increasingly steering away from the U.S., which imposed steep tariffs on many of them. We take a short break and we'll return with the sports news.
More news. still to come on Power FM.
Power FM Lusaka is your number one hit station. We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent have to offer. We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260 961 690 486.